الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous class we were reading about الإيمان بكتب الله عز وجل المنزلة, believing in the revealed books of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And we have seen that this is a certain obligation and a pillar from the pillars of الإيمان. ويجب إجمالا فيما أجمل وَتَفْصِيلًا فِيمَا فُصِّلْ, and that it's an obligation to believe in these revealed books, and the revealed books in general, and that which has come in general and in detail, and that which has come in detail. And we have seen a number of these issues in our previous class, and we're discussing the issue related to the previous revelations that have come to us, and that which we know about them. And from that is the Suhuf of Ibrahim, the Suhuf, the scriptures of Ibrahim, and likewise the Taurat of Musa, and the Zabur of Dawood, and the Injil of Isa, alayhi salatu wassalam, and the final, the seal, and the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He received the best of the revelation, and the final and the last law and legislation, and that is that which is revealed in the noble Quran, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, and also in the Sunnah, Sunnah Al-Nabawiyyah, the prophetic Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have seen likewise that those previous scriptures, they were entrusted to the followers of those prophets, bima stuhfidhu min kitabillah wa kanu alayhi shuhada, and they were witnesses over that. And this is from the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they were entrusted to the responsibility of upholding the previous revelation and the law and legislation, and likewise preserving it and maintaining it. But they failed in that, and they betrayed the trust. And all of this is from the decree and the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the final revelation and the completion of the law and legislation and the guidance and light revealed from the Creator of the universe and all mankind, revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, then this one is preserved and protected by the preservation and protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Indeed, it is us who have revealed and sent down the revelation, and the dhikr, the reminder, the admonition, the noble Quran, and it is us who will guard it and preserve it, protect it, and maintain it. So we were discussing this in the previous class, that the promise and the guarantee from Allah Azza wa Jal to preserve and to protect the Quran, the noble Quran, includes the preservation and protection likewise of the Sunnah, and as well of the language of the noble Quran and the prophetic Sunnah, al-lugha al-arabiyya al-fusha. And we have seen evidences clarifying this likewise. Allah, He mentioned about His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa innahu lakitabun aziz. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. That indeed it is a mighty book. The noble Quran is a mighty book. إِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ, a mighty book. No falsehood can come to it from before it nor from behind it. And it is revelation. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. It is revelation that is revealed from the All-Wise and the One worthy of all praise. And Allah, He mentioned likewise, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-dhikr. And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-dhikr. Al-dhikr, yani the revelation, the noble Quran, the revelation, the law and the legislation, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, so that you may clarify to the people that which was revealed to them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And also in order for them to ponder and to reflect and to take admonition, to ponder and to reflect and to take admonition. So the revelation, the dhikr, the Quran al-Kareem, was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him to clarify. So along with the revelation of al-Quran al-Kareem was the revelation of as-sunnah al-nabawiyyah. As-sunnah al-nabawiyyah. And the sunnah likewise is revelation. Law and legislation is likewise revelation. Law and legislation. وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. And he does not speak from his desires, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, it is nothing but revelation that is revealed. Rather, it is only revelation revealed to him. So the Sunnah is the detailed clarification of that which is mentioned in general in the Noble Quran, and the clarification of the application of that and how to implement it and abide by it in one's life. The details of this has come in the Sunnah, in the laws and legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. And we did not reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book, except for you to clarify for them that which they different. So it's clear from these noble verses and other verses likewise that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarifies the intended meanings and the proper understanding and application of these verses that were revealed. So therefore, his clarification is preserved as well, because from the preservation of the Quran is the preservation of its words and recitation, and likewise its meaning, understanding, and application. Its meaning, understanding, and application, meaning its law and legislation. All of this is preserved. So the guarantee to preserve the Quran is a guarantee to preserve the Sunnah, and likewise to preserve the language that the Quran and Sunnah was revealed in. Wallahi, this is a great benefit, alhamdulillah, to ponder and reflect over and to thank and to praise Allah. First, for the guidance of the Noble Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be from this ummah, alhamdulillah, and that Allah, He has guaranteed, تَكَفَّلَ بِحِفْظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُنَّةِ تَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِحِفْظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُنَّةِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُنَّةِ. This is a great virtue no other ummah has. No other nation has the chain, the isnad, and this promise and guarantee of the preservation of the revelation that was revealed to the Prophet of those previous generations, alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh is proceeding from this point that we were discussing in our previous class. He says, وَأَمَّا الْكُتُبُ السَّابِقَةُ فَإِنَّهَا مُؤَقَّتَةٌ بِأَمَدٍ يَنْتَهِ بِنُزُورِ مَا يَنْسَخُهَا وَيُبَيِّنُ مَا حَصَرَ فِيهَا مِنْ تَحْرِيفٍ وَتَغْيِيرٍ وَلِهَذَا لَمْ تَكُنْ مَعْصُومَةً مِنْهُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ فِيهَا التَّحْرِيفُ وَالزِّيَادَةُ وَالنَّقْصُ. As for the previous revelations, as for the previous books that were revealed, then they were only temporary for our term that is appointed. And their legislation ends with the revelation and descent of the coming of that which will abrogate them. Each book, it had a period and the appointed term that it will be correct and lawful to believe and to follow. It'll be correct and lawful to follow. You need to follow and to implement. And that law was only set for a period. The law that was found therein was only set for a period, for a certain people and for a certain time. And then until Allah will send down a revelation that will abrogate that. That will abrogate the previous book and the previous laws found in that book as well. And likewise, until Allah sends new revelation to clarify that which occurred in those previous books from distortion and from changing. So for this reason, those previous books, لَمْ تَكُنْ مَعْصُومَةً مِنْهُ يعني من التحريف والتغيير والتبديل. Those previous books that we have mentioned, there are a number of books that we do not know the name of, but we believe in them in general. And those specific books that we know the names of, that we believe in detail, those books were not safeguarded from change and from addition and subtraction. And this again was from the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now he's mentioning this affair. So indeed, the tahrif and the ziyad and the naqs, yani the distortion, and addition and subtraction occurred in those previous books. And now, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's mentioning evidences from the Noble Quran to clarify that. And we know that the books, يُصَدِّقُ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا وَمُصَدِّقَ لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. This is the Quran. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. The Quran was in charge. The Quran was revealed in charge over those previous books, and to confirm the authenticity of that which had preceded. So each of the previous books, they would affirm each other and confirm each other until the coming of the final book, which confirms all of that, and likewise is in charge and having authority over those previous books. And that which is revealed in the final revelation is the clarification of the distortion and the change and the subtraction and addition that occurred in those previous books at the hands of the followers of those previous prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And from that, min al-ladina hadu. Min al-ladina hadu yuharrifuna al-kalima an mawadhi'ihi. Allah, he mentioned clearly, those people who from the Jews, yuharrifuna al-kalima an mawadhi'ihi, that they change and distort the words from its proper place. And they change the meanings. They change the words. Yani, they change the words from hitta to hinta. And the likes like this. They literally change the words of the revelation and belittlement of the commandments that are found therein. And also they change the interpretation as well. And they made great additions and subtractions. And from their traits is that they conceal knowledge in order to manipulate men. That they conceal knowledge in order to manipulate men. So this is from the evidence of that. This is from the evidence of that. So the Torah was changed. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَرِيمَ مُوَاضِئِهِ يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَرِيمَ مُوَاضِئِهِ, that they distorted and changed the words that are found therein. That are found therein. And likewise, Allah, he mentioned about them. The Shaykh, he mentions these verses, and he back to back. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. Then woe to those who write the book with their own hands, and then they say this is from Allah, to purchase with it a little price and a miserable gain. Woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn thereby, and the evils that they earn from this. And this is a great warning for this ummah likewise to not imitate them and fall in that way. And the people of innovation, they are on a similar way like the Jews and the hypocrites with the other billah, ascribing to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla that which is free from, saying this is from Allah, claiming that this is from Allah, that making tawaf around the graves is from Allah, and calling on the awliya besides Allah, they claim this is from Allah, and making their innovative supplications and whatever other innovations that they do. And they ascribe to the deen of Allah or to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without evidence or proof, rather in contradiction to the evidence and the proof. And then they say this is from Islam. They're sharing in this trait and this attribute of ascribing to the deen of Allah that which is not from it, adding, making additions to the law and legislation that is not from it. So this is a foul and lowly way. And for this reason, you find the people of the sunnah refuting and being stern and standing up straight in the face and taking a firm grounded position against the people of innovation because of what they lead to additions and distortion and changing the law and legislation and being a means for the deviation of mankind altogether. So this is what happened to those previous books. But Allah Azza wa Jal, from his preservation of this book, is that he selects in every generation men who will stand firm and uphold that trust and fulfill those rights and defend the book and defend the sunnah and defend the book and defend the sunnah and defend the proper understanding. Great men in all generations, alhamdulillah, always throughout the era, throughout every era, Allah, he selects men from Ahl Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, haqqan, to stand up and to defend the book and to defend the Sunnah, to defend the proper understanding of this religion, to carry that and to abide by that and to uphold that and to spread that and to teach that and to defend it and to stand firm and to stand firm. وَلَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. There will always remain a group from my ummah, ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, apparent, victorious, upright upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم. No harm will come to them from those who abandon them, and nor for those who oppose them. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. Until the command of Allah comes, and they are upright in this manner. In some words, وهم ظاهرون, while they are victorious and apparent. وهم الطائفة المنصورة, وهم أهل السنة والجماعة, والآن نحن ندرس عقيدتهم. They are the saved sect, and they are the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, and right now we're studying their creed. So we hope to be from them, and be from their followers, and from their followers, those who are upon the proper creed, the proper way, the correct belief, stand firm upon that which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that which he taught his companions, and that which they were upon on that day, whenever Allah, he revealed on his noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم واتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. The pure religion, the true religion, the Islam, that no other way of life is accepted except that way. except that way. Inna dina indallahi al-Islam. Al-Islam that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the creed that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that which he taught his companions and that which they were upon, and Allah was pleased with them because of their establishment of that deen and that creed and that belief and that way of life. And that way of life. وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. And whoever seeks other than al-Islam, the true Islam, as a way of life, as a religion, a deen, a way of life, he will never be accepted from them. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And hereafter he'll be from the losers. From the losers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever innovates into this deen of ours, into this way of ours, into this law and legislation of ours, that which is not from it, it will be rejected. And whoever does an action or a deed that's contrary, not in accordance to this deen, the way that is revealed to us, this way of ours, this deen of ours, the sunnah of ours, then it will be rejected. Then it will be rejected. In the famous narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, the first wording is mutafiqun alayhi, and the second one is found in Sahih Muslim. In Sahih Muslim. So there's a warning here. From being like those Jews, those who show preference to this worldly life, and they use the deeds of the hereafter to obtain a miserable gain, a miserable position in this worldly life. In this worldly life, وَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. And then likewise, the Shaykh, he says, you need to affirm these affairs. So this is a clarification. The first verse he used to clarify that the tahrif occurred in the previous books, meaning distortion. And now there's a specific mention here that they write with their hands and ascribing it to the deen, and it's not from the deen. لَيَكْتُبُونَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Writing with their own hands. يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. They're claiming that this is from Allah, and it's not from Allah. This is a ziyadah. The Shaykh, he mentioned three affairs that occurred in the previous books. At tahrif, وَزِيَادَ وَالنَّقْص. To distortion, distorting the meanings, distorting the text, distorting the evidences, and also adding and taking away. Adding and taking away. So here is clear. It's clear. Allah mentioned that they added to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, claiming that it's from it and it's not from it. And then likewise, the Shaykh, he says, قُلْ مَنْ أَنزَلَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى نُورًا وَهُدًى لِلنَّاسِ تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسًا تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who then sent down the book which Musa brought, and the book that was revealed to Musa and that he came with, alayhi salatu wa sallam, a light and a guidance to mankind, which you, meaning the Jews, have made into separate paper sheets, any parchments, meaning they divided it and separated. They divided some of it, hiding some of it and revealing some of it, concealing some of it and changing some of it, adding to some of it and revealing and hiding some of it. تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا. قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا. You make it into different, in a different parchments, and you're dividing and separating, disclosing some of it and concealing much. Disclosing some of it, and clarifying some of it, that which is in accordance to the desires and they're able to benefit from, and disclosing and concealing much, and concealing much. So they would show and make apparent that which is beneficial for them, and they would hide that which is not beneficial for them, which is much of the law and legislation. And this is likewise very similar to the way of the people of Ahwa, the people of desires and innovations. It's been narrated from Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi, rahimahullah. He died in the year 198, from the greatest scholars of hadith. From the greatest scholars of hadith. He said, أَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ يَرُونَ مَا لَهُمْ وَمَا عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَهْلُ الْأَهْوَاءِ لَا يَرُونَ إِلَّا مَا لَهُمْ. That the people of hadith, the true scholars of the religion, يَرُونَ مَا لَهُمْ وَمَا عَلَيْهِمْ. They narrate narrations that's for them and against them. And whatever reaches them, they narrate these affairs, whether it's for them or against them. And as for the people of desires, then they only narrate that which is for them. And they only narrate that which will support their deviation and their desires and their whims. Their deviation and the desires and their whims. As for the true scholars of hadith, they narrate everything that reaches them. They narrate everything that reaches them, alhamdulillah. So here is an evidence that they conceal much of that. Any that they take away, they hide it and they conceal it. They hide it and they conceal it. And likewise, Allah subhanahu, and likewise the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لفريقا يلوون ألسناتهم بالكتاب لتحسبوه من الكتاب وما هو من الكتاب ويقولون هو من عند الله وما هو من عند الله ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكمة والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله. He mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of which is, in verily among them is a party who distort the book with their tongues as they read it, so that you may think it is from the book, but it is not truly from the book. And they say this is from Allah, but it is not truly from Allah. And they speak a lie against Allah while they know. And they speak a lie against Allah while they know. Such a great resemblance to the people of deviation and innovation from this ummah. Such a great resemblance to the people of deviation and innovation from this ummah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They say lies about Allah Azza wa Jal while they know. مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ يُؤْتِيهُ اللَّهُ مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُؤْتِيهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِمِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. It is not possible for any human being to whom Allah has given the book and the judgment and the hukum, the knowledge and understanding of the religious laws and prophethood, that he would ever say to the people that you should be my slaves rather than Allah's, that you should be slaves to me rather than Allah. And no prophet, no true prophet and messenger who received revelation would ever say the likes of this, kunu ibadan li min dunillah, that you should worship me. You should worship me besides Allah. If that's the case, that's not possible. It would never happen for a prophet or messenger to ever say the likes of this. Then likewise, the true followers of the prophets and messengers as well, they will never say the likes of this. And making the people slaves to them, absolutely. And declaring their statements to be an obligation to accept in an absolute manner and to blind follow them in an absolute state. No person of knowledge would ever say this. No person of knowledge would ever say this statement in this manner like this, that he should be followed absolutely and that his statements are correct in an absolute sense. In an absolute sense. If the prophets and messengers themselves, alayhim wassalatu wassalam, it's not possible for them to ever make this claim that the people should be slaves for them besides Allah Azza wa Jal, which they're safeguarded from. Then likewise, the true followers of the prophets and messengers, likewise, alayhim wassalatu wassalam, they will never say the likes of that likewise, that the people should be slaves to them, or that they should follow them in an absolute manner, or that their statements are binding upon mankind, absolutely, in this manner like this, like some of the Rafidah they say, and like many of the Sufiya they say, likewise, and claiming that, yani they have rights over the people, rights of servitude and worship. Even some of them, they'll come to the Shaykh prostrating at his feet, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, prostrating at his feet, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And this is something that it's not possible for one who received guidance and light from Allah Azza wa Jal to allow, to call for or to allow. So these are clear signs that the likes of these people are deviants. That the likes of these people are deviants. And then Allah, He says, ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِمِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِن كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. On the contrary, they will say, you must be رَبَّانِيُّونَ, and you learn men of religious practice who implement the knowledge that they know, and they guide people by way of knowledge and application and good manners and etiquettes and conduct, showing them the truth by teaching them verbally and likewise by displaying that in action. This is the person who is truly Rabbani. And this is what the people of knowledge, those who are sincere, they are upon Rabbaniya, cultivating and raising the people after first themselves being upright and steadfast upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's a clarification here that there was distortion that is made. وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَاتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَاتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ, that they distort the book, they distort the book with their tongues, yani making it appear or seem as if it's from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it's not from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So likewise, people from this ummah, they do the same thing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned from this affair. He warned from this affair in the statement, which is well known, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرًا ذِرَاءً بِذِرَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا دَخَلَ جُحْرَ ضَبًّا لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ. That indeed you, this ummah, some of this ummah, they're going to follow those previous nations, handspan by handspan, arms length by arms length, until if one of them were to go into the hole of a desert lizard, then you will go in behind him. And then some of the companions, they said, Al-Yahud wa-Nasara, Ya Rasulullah, the Jews and the Christians, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Faman, who else? Who else? So this is very important to realize the attributes and traits, the foul and lowly attributes and traits of the Jews and the Christians, because there will be people from this ummah who will follow them. And they're the losers from this ummah. Those who have been deviated from this ummah, those who have been tried by desires and whims from this ummah. Because those who are on the straight path, there's only one path, there's only one way. But many will follow those other ways. So the straight path is the way that leads to the pleasure of Allah. And the other ways, following the ways of the Jews and the Christians and the other deviant sects, those are the ways that lead to the hellfire and the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. That lead to the hellfire and the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So to be aware of the attributes of the Jews specifically with regards to knowledge and revelation and how they betrayed the trust, and also the Christians as well, in order to avoid their ways. Because we're asking Allah to not be like them 17 times a day in Surah Al-Fatiha. غَيْرُ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَى الضَّالِينَ. Not the way of those who are under anger, nor of those who went astray. Asking to be upon the way of the prophets and messengers, on the way of those who received these previous books, and the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically, and those upon his way sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to not be like the Jews, and to not be like the Christians. From the ways of the Jews is to distort the book, to change it, and to manipulate the people by way of knowledge, revealing some of it and concealing other aspects, and using their position, their religious position, to have worldly status. And we know with regards to this, the well-known narration of Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he died in the year 161. إِنَّ أَكْبَحَ الرَّقْبَةَ And تطلب الدنيا بعمل الآخرة. That indeed the most disgusting desire is that one, he will seek the worldly life with the deeds of the hereafter. This is exactly the ways of the Jews. They seek the worldly life with the deeds of the hereafter. They seek the worldly life with the deeds of the hereafter. Sufyan al-Thawri, he said, rahimahullah, in akbah al-ragba, the most filthy, disgusting desire that can raise in a person's heart, that he could hope and want in his heart, is that he would want to have the dunya and use the religious deeds and actions, and the best of that is the religious knowledge and authority to obtain the worldly life. So the Shaykh, he continues mentioning another verse with regards to this, several verses, and he says, "Ya ahl al-kitab," and he mentioning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Ya ahl al-kitab, qad ja'akum Rasuluna yubayyinu lakum kathira mimma kuntum tukhfuna min al-kitab. Ila qawlihi laqad kafara alladhina qalu inna Allaha huwa al-Masih ibn Maryam." And he mentioned these beautiful verses in Surah Al-Ma'idah, mentioning these beautiful verses in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in these verses, ya ahli, the Shaykh, he summarized. There's the verses they read. Ya ahl al-kitab qad ja'akum rasuluna yubayyinu lakum kathiran mimma kuntum tukhfuna min al-kitab wa ya'fu an kathir qad ja'akum min Allahi nurun wa kitabun mubin yahdi bihi Allahu man ittaba'a ridwanahu subul as-salam wa yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur bi'iznihi wa yahdihim ila siratin mustaqim. Then after this, laqad kafara alladhina qalu inna Allaha huwa al-masih ibn Maryam, until the end of those verses. So the verses, it means, O people of the book, O people of the scripture, Jews and Christians, now has come to you a messenger, and meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining to you much of that which you used to hide from the scripture and pass over and leave out without explaining much. Indeed, there has come to you from Allah a light and a plain book, and wherewith Allah guides all those who seek His good pleasure to ways of peace. And He brings them out of darkness by His will into light, and He guides them to the straight path. Indeed, they have disbelieved those who say that Allah, He is the Masih, the son of Maryam. So these verses here, they clarify that there has been distortion in those previous books, especially in the Torah and the Injil. Distortion by adding, subtracting, and concealing much of that was revealed. And this again is because of foul intentions and lowly aims and goals and ulterior motives to mislead mankind and to manipulate the people to have authority, to have authority. Waliyadhu billah. It's been collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the hadith of Ibn Abbas, mawqufan. Mawqufan, what does that mean? It's from the narration of Ibn Abbas, mawqufan alayhi. Mawqufan alayhi, what does that mean? Meaning that it's his statement. The statement of Ibn Abbas. So this is a narration that is ascribed to Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma. Not ascribing it to the Prophet. So this is a narration, it's called mawquf, hadith mawquf. He says, radiyallahu anhu, ya ma'ashara al-muslimin, كيف تسألون أهل الكتاب عن شيء وكتابكم الذي أنزل الله على نبيكم أحدث الأخبار بالله محضا لم يشب. He said, this is a great admonition. Great admonition, and it's very suitable to pay attention now to this narration and this advice and admonition that Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhuma he has for the Muslims. The previous books, we believe in them. We believe in them. We believe in the Torah. We believe in the Injil. But we believe that that which they claim today is the Torah and the Injil is distorted and changed. And it does not remain in its pure form. And it does not remain in its pure form. And even had it remained in its pure form, its law and legislation is abrogated. It's abrogated. Even if it remained in its pure form or whatever still remains in its pure form from meaning, it is abrogated. Is abrogated. You understand this? It's not allowed to work by way of that. Rather, the guidance and light and the obligation to follow and believe in creed, methodology, and law and legislation, halal and haram, is in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these previous books, we believe in them. That's what we're studying, believing in the books, but we believe that they were distorted, and that which they claim from them to have today are distorted and not the original version. So we're not seek guidance from them. This is the point now. And why would you seek guidance from them whenever Allah has informed us that they're distorted and they're changed? So Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhumah, he's saying that, yeah, ma'ashara al-muslimin, O you Muslims, kayfa tas'aluna ahl al-kitabi an shay? How could you ask the people of book about anything? How could you ask the people of the book about anything? Wa kitabukum waladhi anzalallahu ala nabiyikum ahdathu al-akhbar, ahdathu al-akhbari billah, mahdhan nam yushab. And the book, and your book that Allah revealed to your prophet is the most recent information revealed from Allah, and it's still pure, unchanged, and unmixed with anything. And it remains pure. مَحْضًا لَمْ يُشَبْ إِنْ لَيْسَ فِيهِ خَلْطٍ. It's not mixed up with anything. It remains pure. It remains pure in your hands as it was revealed to your prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you go to the Jews and the Christians or the pagans and polytheists and the Buddhists and the likes or the atheists or the other bill and ask them about something? Yani about the affairs of the religion. He's referring to the affairs of the religion, the affairs of creed and belief, the affairs of purifying the soul and rectifying the heart and rectifying the community and the society. This is by following the prophets and messengers. As for going to the Jews and the Christians to ask them how to bake bread or how to make a cake, or how to fix a vehicle, or how to build a building. This is all allowed, alhamdulillah. If you want to ask them a question about engineering, they have some specialty in that. You want to ask them about a headache and what type of medicine you need if your tooth is hurting and the likes like this, alhamdulillah. The affairs of the dunya, it's okay to get knowledge. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلِ ذِكْرِ أَنْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge of the subject if you do not know. But the point is here, we do not go to them looking for guidance. Like some of the believers today, waliyadhu billah, they'll take their family or they themselves will go to psychiatrists. Disbelievers, he disbelieved in Allah in the last day. And he's going to go to the psychiatrist and spill his heart to him and tell him his affairs and hope that he's going to rectify and solve all of his problems and bring peace back into his life and find consultation and ease in his heart and his mind. Waliyadhu billah, ya ma'ashara al-muslimina, kayfa tas'aluna ahl al-kitabi an shay? Oh, Muslims, how can you ask the people of the book about anything? This man, he does not believe in the book. He does not believe in the last day. All peace of mind and happiness and joy and ease and the heart and contentment comes from al-Iman, as-Sadiq, no other way. No other way. No one can ever find true happiness and peace and contentment and satisfaction without Iman. Without Iman. That's it. That's it. You see how the sun comes up in the most peaceful manner, all the way until it reaches the middle of the sky, and then it falls down in the most peaceful manner and harmony. It goes behind the horizon, day in and day out. There's never a problem. There's never an issue. Everything is so peaceful. Everything is so peaceful. The world is moving in this manner like this peacefully because these creations of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they have no will. They have no choice. They submit to Allah Azza wa Jalla, so you find them in perfect peace and harmony. And if you, oh brother or sister, want to have perfect peace and harmony in your life, you have to submit to Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this manner, you find peace. In this manner, you find harmony. The disbelievers do not have the cure for anxiety. And they do not have the cure for problems and trouble and worry and the light and doubts. It comes from having weak faith. The way to have happiness, the way to have joy, the way to have contentment, the way to have peace is to surrender and to submit to Allah Azza wa Jal with sincere faith and obedience. If you disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, you will not find peace. You will not find happiness. You will find problems. You will find stress. You will find worry. Sins corrupt the heart and make the life bad and hard and difficult. And things do not come together for the people who sin. They're always facing problems and trials left and right because of their sins. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Because of what the hands of mankind have worked. So we will not go to the Jews and to the Christians and to the pagans and polytheists to learn about religion or to learn about purifying the soul or removing the troubles of life. And the likes like this, whether we go to the book and to the sunnah, and the people of the book and the sunnah, the scholars of this ummah, those who are upon the correct creed, methodology and way, and they're known for that, and we'll ask them and get guidance from them and direction from them, and then we'll be sincere and accept that advice and direction and work in changing our life and strive to rectify our affair with our Lord first and foremost in the application of the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and turn away from following our desires and our whims and the customs and cultures of our people. And this time you'll find happiness and peace. Even if there's problems in life, you'll be guided to deal with them in the best manner because Allah will guide your heart. Yahdihim rabbuhum bi'imanihim. Yahdihim rabbuhum bi'imanihim. It's of utmost importance to learn the proper creed, the creed that we're studying, and then to strive against one's soul to implement that creed in one's life until his actions testify to the authenticity of what he believes in. Until his actions testify and confirm the strength of his faith and the truthfulness of his faith. Because the faith can be there, but it can be weak and deficient. And according to that deficiency would determine the sadness and the grief and the sorrows and the problems one has in this life and in the grave and on the day of resurrection. And according to how firm the faith is and how strong it is and how well it's nourished and cultivated will determine how happy one is in this life. How happy one is in this life. Not meaning that life will not have problems, but he'll be happy. He'll be able to deal with them. He'll be able to face the challenges that occur from the decree of Allah in life, the ups and downs of life. He'll become sick, but he'll be able to handle that. He will lose a loved one, but he'll be able to handle that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He will rely on his faith, and his faith will be a means to guide him, and he will find contentment in that, and Allah will bless him and favor him and make him firm and grant him peace of mind and ease in his heart. All mankind is hoping to be happy and to be free of stress. And the psychiatrists from the kafara, the Jews and the Christians, they're the most miserable of mankind. Waliyadh billah, and the worst of mankind. The imam he just recited, did he not recite? The imam he just recited, did he not recite? What did he say? Huh? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. You have doubt? You have the إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. شَرُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ. This is emphasis, emphasizing nobody else but them. Sharrul bariyya. They're the worst of mankind. They're the worst of creation. Sharrul bariyya. Those indeed, those who disbelieve from the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, those who distorted the revelation that was revealed to them, those who claim to follow the prophets and messengers and the liars, those who belied the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the pagans and polytheists likewise, they are disbelievers. They will abide in the hellfire for eternity. They'll never get out. They'll never, those who die in that manner. What do you have to build? يُرِيدُونَ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا. How is he ever going to be happy? How is he going to give you happiness? وما هم بخارجين منها ولهم عذاب مقيم. And how can they ever be happy? أولئك هم شر البرية. These are the worst of mankind. The worst of mankind. You never go to the worst of mankind to get happiness, to solve your problems and find peace. Maybe they have some knowledge about baking a bread, for example, baking a cake, example, or doing some type of technology. Alhamdulillah, worldly affairs, no problem. No problem. But you know who they are. So you're not going to take them as intimate friends and close companions. You're not going to be amazed by them. Wow, look at them. They have so much money. Their houses are big. They got big airplanes. Wow, Allahu Akbar. La. You're not be deceived by them. They're still the worst of mankind. If they die, they're still going to be beaten by angels whenever death comes to them. Huh? فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تُوَفَتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهُمْ أَدْبَارُهُمْ. And how about whenever the angels come and take their souls and they're beating their backs and their faces? Beating their backs and their faces. And how about that? That's what Allah says. فَكَيْفَ. How about that whenever the angels come and they're beating their backs and their faces? What about that now? Huh? They're not so happy anymore, right? They don't have the answers anymore. They didn't have the answers in the first place, and they're not happy in the first place. Ya ma'ashar al-muslimin, kayfa tas'aluna ahl kitabi an shay, wa kitabukum waladhi anzal allahu ala nabiyikum ahdathul akhbari billah, mahdan lam yushab. Oh, Muslims, how could you ask the people of the book about anything? And your book, which was revealed to your prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the most recent revelation from Allah, and it's pure. And it's pure and unchanged. It's pure and unchanged. Then he said, radiallahu anhu, وَقَدْ حَدَّثَكُمْ أَلَّهُ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ بَدَّلُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ وَغَيَّرُوا كَتَبُوا بِأَيْدِهِمْ. And Allah has informed you that the people of the book, they exchanged that which Allah had written, and that which Allah has revealed, and they changed it, and they wrote with their own hands. قالوا هو من عند الله ليشتروا بذلك ثمنا قليلا. They said, and those Jews and Christians, the people of the book, they said it's from Allah Azza wa Jalla. They wrote it with their own hands. And then they said it's from Allah Azza wa Jalla in order to purchase a cheap price, any miserable gain, a worldly benefit. And they lie on Allah and ascribe to Allah's religion that which is not from it. And all of this in order to gain a cheap, miserable worldly gain and benefit. He says, أَوَلَا يَنْهَاكُمْ مَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ أَوَلَا يَنْهَاكُمْ مَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ مَسْأَلَتِهِمْ. Should not the knowledge that reached you stop you from asking them? The knowledge that reached you, that's unchanged and pure, from your prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should that not stop you from going to them, going to their psychiatrist and crying on their shoulder about your problems in life and your worries in life? Should you not just go to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and the people who have knowledge of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people who have knowledge of the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and ask them why you're so miserable and why you're worried all the time and why you're stressed all the time? Do you even know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has a dhikr specifically for people in worry? A dhikr specifically for people in worry. If you learn it and you know what it means and you say it with your heart, it will guide you. It will guide you by the permission of Allah, and worry will go away, and happiness will come in your place, and peace of mind will come in your place. Just a few beautiful words that you learn from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you say it in the morning and the evening. You say, and these problems, they go away, alhamdulillah, because of creed and belief. Because of creed and belief and sincere faith. And sincere faith. Not because of science or because of psychology or the likes like this. These other principles from the malahida that are made up by atheists and people who belie the existence of Allah Azza wa Jalla, or they deny the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Should not the knowledge that reached you, meaning from Allah, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prohibit you from asking them again about affairs in their religion, about affairs in their religion, and that's related to the religious and spiritual aspect of life. Spiritual aspect of life. فَلَا وَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْنَا رَجُلًا مِّنْهُمْ قَطْ يَسْأَلُكُمْ عَنَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ. He said, I swear by Allah, we never seen one of them, not one man from them coming to you and asking you about what was revealed to you in order to solve his problems, right? And trying to get guidance from you in order to solve his problems in the light like this. You don't find the disbelievers coming to the Muslims for psychological treatment and problems in their life in the light like this, and they need help for their worries. So why will we go to them? The cure, wallahi, the cure is an iman. People, they live a life, a miserable life, until they're guided to iman. until they're guided to Iman. A person, his life will be miserable until he submits with Iman, until he learns the pillars of Iman, and he believes in them, and he strives to implement the rites of his faith. So even if a person, he has Iman, maybe he, some of them, they still find misery. They still find problems. It's because the Iman is not firm. The Iman is not strong. The Iman becomes tainted. The Iman becomes tainted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhuma, "Inna al-imana la yakhlaqu fi jawfi ahadikum kama yakhlaqu al-thawb." That indeed the Iman, it wears out inside one of your hearts like a garment wears out. Indeed the Iman, it wears out inside of you the way the garment wears out. كيف يخلق الثوب? How does the garment wear out? يخلق بالفتح ليس يخلق يخلق يعني يبلى يبلى, it wears out. كيف يخلق الثوب? How does a thobe wear out? Huh? By using it. So, but how does it wear out? How does it wear out though? So it gets dirty. It can get dirty. It get weak. What happens? It opens up. It starts to fray. Huh? For example, somebody who works and he has pants, and somebody who's working a lot. What happens to the knees sometimes? Huh? First, they change colors slightly, right? And then that's a sign that it's starting to wear out. It starts to the color weakens, and then eventually it gets thin, and then eventually it breaks through. And then if it's not sewn up, then the frays become more. And then one, sometimes he's moving quickly and all of a sudden it just rips big. And then pretty soon it's finished. The pants are no good anymore. The pants are no good anymore, right? You understand? That's how the garments, they wear out. A person's thobe, maybe it gets a cut in it. Maybe it wears out. It starts to get thin and get thin. Then finally it frays. And then if it's not taken care of, then it's going to fray and fray and fray until it's ruined. And you have to get rid of it and get a new one. You have to get rid of it and get a new one. Likewise, whenever it rips, what happens to the body? It becomes exposed. And also, it doesn't look very nice. So if somebody has rips in his clothing, or his clothing becomes wear out, doesn't look good anymore. Because the clothing is supposed to be a means of protection and also a means of covering the awrah, the faults and the bad parts, right? And also a means of beautification. But if the garment becomes old, then it starts to look bad. And also, it doesn't protect the person so well likewise, because if it becomes light, the heat can come through, or the cold weather can come through, or even if it tears now, he's exposed. Not only can the weather affect him, but also people can see his fault. Maybe he always sit down properly or in the wrong manner, and his aura will become exposed because there's rips in his garment, because there's holes in his garment. And the likes like this. You understand this? Huh? وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the garment of taqwa, that is best. That is best. So the faith, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلَقُ الثَّوْبِ. Indeed, the iman, it wears out in one of you the way the thobe wears out. Does the thobe all of a sudden, it's wore out? Or does it wear out little by little? Little by little. If you don't, but maybe it starts to wear out, but somebody, he'll catch it. And he'll sew it up. We'll put a patch on it. It'll be good, right? Maybe it'll last for a while. But if he doesn't catch it in time, it's finished. The Iman, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is making this beautiful comparison so we can see the reality of the spiritual affair. The Iman is in our hearts. Barakallahu fikum. May Allah make our faith sincere and true and strong and firm. But it will wear out. If you're not careful, it'll wear out. You have to check your faith. You have to check your Iman. You have to take yourself to account. You have to look into these affairs. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? What did I say? Why did I say that? You have to look into your sincerity. You have to look into the knowledge that you have. Is my prayer even proper? Am I praying like the Prophet ﷺ used to pray? Because many people, they pray, but they don't even know how the Prophet really prayed. They just raise their hands sometimes. Some of them, they're raising their hands all the time. Like every day, go. Did the Prophet raise his hand at that time? Did he raise his hand? Like some of them raise their hand like this. This is just one aspect of prayer. Don't ask about Hajj. Don't ask about Umrah. All the things people are innovating and adding and subtracting, and the things that's going on that they claim is from Islam, it's really from customs and cultures and ways that are made up. Ways that are made up. So the point is, barakallahu fikum, to have concern about one's faith, to have concern about one's iman, about one's deen, about one's religion, about this great favor and blessing that most of mankind does not have. And a lot of those who have the blessing, they don't have the blessing of being concerned and showing thanks for their blessing. To show thanks for the blessing, to be concerned about faith, to be concerned about your deen, to take care of your religion, to take care of your religion. You have to take care of your religion. You have to take care of your religion, barakallah feek, and the religion of your children, and the religion of your wife. You got to take care of it. You can't just, I'm Muslim, alhamdulillah, like some of the, alhamdulillah, I'm Muslim, like this. No, you got to take care of it. The tawheed can become deficient. The tawheed can become violated. The person, he can make riddah. A person, he can make riddah. And likewise, many times riddah, it doesn't come any like that. Little by little, pretty soon he's out of the deen. Pretty soon he's out of the sunnah. Pretty soon he's a khariji. He's with the khawarij. Pretty soon, like this, subhanallah. Subhanallah. So the iman, it becomes weak. You have to take care of your faith. You have to take care of your faith. You have to take care of your deen. You have to take care of your religion. You have to check on your children. What are they looking at? Who are they talking to? What are they looking at? What websites are they going to? Who are their companions? Who are their friends? You got to look at these things. You can't let them loose. If they get too far away in these days, they might not come back. Barakallahu feek. Barakallahu feek. Even me, even you, if we get too loose with these phones, we might not come back. Likewise, these things are dangerous. These things are dangerous. They have a lot of good on them, but much, much more evil. So we have to really fear Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to any of these means that we have of communication in these days and the likes like this, and be careful about our religion. Be careful about our religion. Because if we do not establish, then Allah Azza wa Jal will bring people who will establish. And we can be replaced real easily. We can be replaced real easily. So we don't want to be replaced by others who are better than us, because we did not stand for the rights that we know and we learned and implement the religion properly. So alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned a cure. He said, فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ أَنْ يُجَدِّدَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ أَنْ يُجَدِّدَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Since the faith wears out, like the garment wears out, then you must ask Allah to renew the iman in your faith. You have to ask Allah to renew the iman in your faith. So this is something that you're worried about. يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِينِي اللهم اهدني اللهم جعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم يسر لي الهدى. These supplications here about being guided are very important. Are very important. اللهم إني أسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد. And if these supplications here are very important, to be worried about one's religion. Those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, they're worried about their religion. وراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا. They're worried about their religion. After that, what did Allah say about them? رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ. This is what the Rasikhuna fil ilm, they say. We believe in all of it. All of it is from our Lord. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Oh Allah, oh our Lord, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you had guidance. And so the hearts are in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the person who can deviate after guidance. If he doesn't show thanks for the religion, if he doesn't show thanks for the blessing. So the greatest blessing that we must show thanks for is the blessing of Al-Islam. And the blessing of the Sunnah, the blessing of the Salafiyah, Haqqa. Yani this is the greatest blessing. We said, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. After this, the author, rahimahullah, he moves on to the issue of Al-Imanu bi-Rusul, believing in the messengers. And we take this, inshallah, this topic in our class, in our next class, Yom Al-Ahad. Yom Al-Ahad. If we have any questions or comments or corrections now, we can take them while we're waiting for the iqama. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.